unanswered prayers? In Luke 18, verse 6, we read, "And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry unto him day and night, though he bear long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily." God's seasons are not at your beck and whim. If the first stroke of the flint doth not bring forth the fire, you must strike again. God will hear prayer, but he may not answer it at the time which we in our minds have appointed. God will reveal himself to our seeking hearts, but not just when and where and how we have settled in our own expectations. Hence the need for perseverance in prayer. Hence the need for importunity in supplication. In the days of flint and steel and brimstone, they needed to be striked and striked again and again, dozens of times, before a spark would light up the tinderbox. Should we not be as persevering and hopeful as to heavenly things? Oh, never let us despair, for we have God's promises at our back. God's time for mercy will come. Oh yes, it has come, if our time for believing has arrived. Ask in faith, nothing wavering, but never cease from petitioning, because the king delays to reply. Strike the steel again, and have your tinder ready. You will get a light before long. Theodore Kühler said the following, "I do not believe that there is such a thing in the history of God's kingdom as a right prayer offered in a right spirit that is forever left unanswered."